Union, Sean Seca!
Thanks very much everyone for turning up. I really appreciate it.
Johnny Seca!
And it's very humbling. Thank you very much. Thanks to all the unions that are here. Thanks to Jeff and everyone, the whole team, Luke. Thanks very much for all your support. It's times like this when you see who your real friends are. And I mean, look, I'll give you a bit of a story. I mean, we're union officials, and I mean, we know we're going to cop a bit of shit every now and again. But to be pulled over on a Sunday coming back from Vic Market with your kids in the car, in a side street in North Melbourne, by Hercules Park.
Oh, you fucking pigs!
I'll tell you a bit of a story. I said to them, what, is this necessary? I mean, you know where we work. We've always arranged, we can come in for an interview, whatever it is. This is unnecessary. Their excuse to me was in the Sunday next day on the front page. That really worked very well. Thank you very much for that. When they first got out of the car and they're on their gear, they weren't uniformed, they're detectives, Hercules. They first said Hercules. I said, thanks very much for being working out. I didn't go with that bit, but for the Hercules Task Force, thank you very much. But I mean, look, fellas, the bottom line is we do what we do. The Royal Commission has been attacking all the construction unions and a lot of other unions for 2 years now. And you know what? One of the reasons I hate the construction unions is because we're so successful. We work in one of the most dangerous jobs in the world. A construction worker is seriously injured every 9 minutes in Australia. How many of us die every year? It's so dangerous. It's unbelievable. And yet, apart from going to work every day and trying to get home safe, what do? They pull us over on weekends in unmarked police cars. They prosecute union officials, they prosecute shop stewards, and they prosecute rank and file members. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to turn us into Nazi Germany. That's what they're trying to do, this coalition government. We enjoy a 36-hour week. We've got some of the best conditions in the world. And you know what? They're trying to take it off us. They want to get it off us. People like Mike Kane, the CEO of Boral. I don't know what sort of EBO he's on. He's on $88,000 a week. Not a bad week, have. And he gets up there, talks about blackmail. I just wish he'd go back to America. I mean, we've got federal police raiding union officers. They raided our Canberra office. They were there for so long, they had to get another warrant. They've done two shifts. And you know what? We took it to court and it got overturned. Seen all this activity of this federal police, I thought ISIS must be on annual leave. I don't know what's going on. Aren't they supposed to be protecting us? They're obviously ISIS is on holidays and they've just kicked off the federal police and they've said, you know what? We spent $2.5 million trying to protect Australians against terrorists, but we'll spend $100 million trying to destroy unions. Boral have killed 14 workers in the last 10 years. They are an anti-union company. They are trying to bring down the trade union movement. And you know what Boral have been doing? They've been lobbying in Canberra, lobbying politicians to have anti-union legislation passed through the Senate. That's what they've been doing. That's the sort of company Boral is. And along with our other good mates, Grocon, who killed three innocent people on the wall, who me and Sean were some of the ones out of our staff that were helping pull out them poor kids that got killed that day for just walking down the street. That was Grocon, and they got a $250,000 fine for killing three kids. I didn't see them pulling Daniel Grollo over on the weekend. He killed three people. We're representing our members, and we get pulled over like common criminals. And I mean, you know what? I went to a zoo. This is a true story. You want to talk about justice? Sometimes we say, you want justice, you have to fight for it. I went to a function once, it was about getting rid of domestic violence. It was called by the then Commissioner of Police. And I went over there, surprisingly, I seen Daniel Grollo there, right? And guess what? It was not long after the wall had collapsed, I looked over on the table, and a police officer actually pointed it out to me. Lucky that's not you, you'd get locked up if that was you. I don't know what he was talking about. Remember the wall collapsed? They talked about permits, whether you needed permits from the Melbourne City Council and all the rest of it. Guess who was sitting on the table together? Daniel Grollo, Robert Doyle, the Mayor of Melbourne, where the permits were to come from, and the coroner.
Shame!
Please, so anyway, look, I've been told this telephone call for me to be cut short, but look, really, thank you very much for your support. This will never be forgotten. You know, today, some of the papers you read about the EBA campaign coming up. Not just the truck, we're working for all unions. All right, so, you know what, keep up the good work. And truly, thank you very much from my heart, from my family's heart. Thank you very much for turning up.
Oh, God, this is the air! Black up, black, stand up! Johnny, stand up!